The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Third and 29. Oh. Rudolph throws a screen pass to the left to Edmonds. He runs up the field and gets out of bounds, but that is not a first down pickup, and it's far short of it.
Oh, we got reaction.
Uh-oh, we got flags.
Oh, Mason. Oh!
And the Steelers, we got a kick in the end zone by a Steeler. And
look
I think
out.
The kick
look
to the
out.
Head.
He hit him with a, he tried to he hit tried him with a hit. Helmet. And
yes.
He tried to hit Mason
yeah.
with the helmet.
Well, yeah.
Well, this just sets the stage for
the rematch.
The rematch.
Yeah, it does.
On December 1st at Heinz Field.
Myles Garrett, the main instigator of this whole situation, has been suspended indefinitely and basically will not be allowed to play again this season, even if the Cleveland Browns go to the postseason. Myles Garrett no longer will be a part of it for his role in last night's melee in Cleveland. His season is finished. It is over.
Sports, 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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, that made a Thursday night game kind of interesting. Hey, we're back in Beaumont. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Partying. Yeah. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, I don't know how to describe him today. Aaron Rabel back in studio, the Voldemort. Nick Sherrara out here with us on location at Red's Ice House in Beaumont. Always great to be back in Beaumont.
Popping our Red's cherry.
Yeah, I think for the next 3 hours, though, we're just going to stick an F on the front of it. It's going to be Fred's. I like it.
No.
I'm going to do it. So it's my. And in fact, I'm sure that Bari Yamanash will agree with me on that.
I don't think so.
All right, if you want to get in, we don't take calls when we're on the road, but you can hit us up on the text line, 713-780-3776. There's the Facebook page. If you want to put a message on there, you can send it, and if Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. No Twitch today because, hey, we're on location, and very happy to be back in Beaumont. Love the people of Beaumont. Ready to rock and roll today and have a great show. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff.
You hit anybody with a helmet today?
I beat nobody with a helmet, but it's a big day for me.
Yes?
I was accused on the internet of being racist today. It's something.
Again?
I mean, it's been a good while, I feel like. You know what? I'm a friend of all races. I think I've been well established as that. I feel like I'm a friend of the black man. I'm a friend of the Hispanic. I'm a friend of the Asian. I'm accepted in all cultures. But someone today, because I
have to tell you, the half Arabic culture, not a big fan of yours.
That's fair.
So
that's fair. But I, you know, talking about the Myles Garrett situation last night. Apparently, if you think that Myles Garrett was in the wrong, you're apparently, it's because he's black.
Ah.
And it becomes something about you people trying to hold down the black man.
Okay.
Let me be clear. I don't care what race Myles Garrett is. I don't care what race he swings his helmet at. That's a dummy move. And I'm not saying that apparently the big issue is people think that Mason Rudolph should be, I don't know if they want equal punishment or some punishment.
Well, he should have some punishment.
He
I
should.
Think. But I mean, equal punishment?
I think he will.
No, not equal punishment. Come on.
I also am not on the side of Mason Rudolph started the whole thing. Myles Garrett wanted to make sure he finished a tackle that didn't need to be finished. Myles Garrett's already knocked Trevor Siemian out for the season doing the exact same thing. Myles Garrett threw a punch earlier this season. At some point, Myles Garrett, let's just call it what it is. He's a dirty player. I mean, I love his game. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a baller. If you don't believe he's a dirty player, you're probably an Aggie, is my take. Because I got that the people defending, you know, coming to the rescue for Myles Garrett last night, almost all of them have some sort of Kyle Field background on their Twitter profile. It's like, oh, he's a good guy. Okay.
Not on the field, he's not.
I think at some point, Myles Garrett's just a dirty player. And it's, you know, if that's what it is, that's fine. But when you continue to take a quarterback down long after the ball's gone in a game that, by the way, is clearly decided.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he, like, holds him down. That's when it's like, okay, that's starting it. Mason Rudolph then retaliates, tries to pull his helmet off. I'm not saying that's wise. That's a big-ass dude.
That's pretty dumb, frankly.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Then Myles Garrett gets up, and everybody's showing me he tried to kick him in the balls. And then the angle they show, it shows Mason Rudolph's leg up in the air, and there's a giant man blocking what's happening to Mason Rudolph's face. What you don't realize is behind that man is Myles Garrett basically lifting Mason Rudolph up by his face mask. I'll be honest. If I'm like a 200-pound quarterback and gigantic Myles Garrett is yanking me up by my face mask, I'm probably throwing some kicks out there too. But all of that stuff, if it stops, even if it stops after Myles Garrett rips the helmet off, if he just drops the helmet, Myles Garrett probably gets ejected from the game for the last, 42 seconds of it?
Right.
Big deal. Probably gets fined. But then once he not only swings the helmet, because we've seen that before. Antonio Smith swung a helmet at Richie Incognito before. He's not the first helmet swinger.
Might be the first one to actually make contact.
That's
though.
The difference. And it's a nationally televised game. There's helmet-to-head contact. Dude, you got to be kidding me. You got to be smarter than that. And, I mean, luckily for Myles Garrett, the Browns suck and they're not making the playoffs.
Right.
Imagine if they were in a playoff race and your best defensive player does something like that. I mean, come on, dude. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what the majority thinks on how much blame is on Garrett, how much blame is on Mason Rudolph. I'll say this. Marquise Pouncey, have they announced suspensions for anybody but Garrett?
Yes, they did.
I think Pouncey got 3 games.
3 games?
Yeah.
Boy, I was thinking he'd get... Yeah, who do we have talking about the suspension? Okay, go ahead and play it.
Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi suspended 1 game. We have the Steelers center Marquise Pouncey suspended for 3 games. We have each of the organizations, the Browns and the Steelers, each fined $250,000.
That's not much.
Well,
for those guys,
it's not. I mean, it's not a little bit either.
But for NFL owners, that's
so nothing.
$5 tip.
No suspension for Mason Rudolph. No fine for Mason Rudolph.
I think. Wow.
Okay. So I think what Ogunjobi did was like. I mean. That to me, that he shouldn't be suspended. I figured they'd fine him. I figured he and Rudolph would get fined because, I mean, was it pretty lame for that gigantic dude to just slam into Mason Rudolph and knock him down? Yeah, but is that something you usually get suspended for, shoving a guy down after a play?
No.
Pouncey, I figured, would get suspended for 2 games. 3 games seems excessive, and here's why. I don't really blame Pouncey for doing what he did. he basically saw his teammate get hit with a helmet and said, uh-uh, bro. And apparently, I don't know for a fact, but apparently Marquise Pouncey is not the dude you want to trifle with.
No.
Like, that's a bad dude, apparently. And Myles Garrett turns into, like, a little the fetal position on the ground trying not to get smashed by that dude. But I think had he just gone with the punches and left it there, which, by the way, don't punch people with helmets on. It usually doesn't end well.
No, no.
But when he got up and he kicked at him, that's probably when it really cost him.
Yeah, if he just rips the helmet off and hits him with his fist, it's not even the same
thing.
And
now Myles Garrett's suspended for at least the rest of the season.
And probably into next year.
If you're
going to send Vontaze Burfict to the sidelines for a year, then I think this guy, you're going to have to look at it too. Do you see what Arian Foster tweeted out?
No.
He said, the outrage is dumb. Baseball and hockey fight all the time. Every time football and basketball players get into it, it's some ethical issue. LOL. So stupid.
Fighting isn't the problem here.
Well, no, and the thing is,
if a guy swung his bat at a pitcher,
or if a hockey player took his stick and swung it at a guy,
different situation,
totally different, and that's what this is.
Yeah, you're using a piece of equipment that can do some real damage and swinging it. And I mean, I'll be honest, he's really lucky that didn't. I mean, can you imagine what would have happened if it hits Mason Rudolph and he starts bleeding and there's blood trickling down his face now on national television? Imagine what happens to Myles Garrett then. He's lucky it didn't make as flush a contact as it could have. It could have been really – I mean, it's obviously really bad now as it is for Myles Garrett, but it could have been way worse.
It's funny because people are trying to defend Myles Garrett, which I don't get. I really don't. It's like, how is that logical? A.J. Pouncey retaliated, but the other dude cannot – Pouncey didn't take a helmet off a guy and try to hit him in the head.
Yeah.
You cannot use a piece of equipment as a weapon.
If he would have yanked Garrett's helmet off and swung it at him, he'd be suspended forever too. He didn't, because he's not a stupid dummy like Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I think the reality is what crosses the line is hitting a guy in the head with a helmet, using it as a weapon.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Isn't it? That's really simple. There's nothing racist about that.
Like I said.
There's nothing. I mean, the bottom line, you do that, then you deserve to be suspended for a very long time. Whether you hurt him or not, the fact is you hit him with it and you were trying to hurt him.
I'll be honest. Even the Pouncey swinging at Garrett while he's on the ground, if there's no Myles Garrett swinging a helmet at an uncovered head, all of that stuff gets chalked up as football.
Yeah.
Or aggressive football or a scuffle. What Myles Garrett did was take it beyond being a scuffle into, dude, you can't do that.
It's pretty simple to me.
And the only other time I've seen something that's relatable is when Albert Haynesworth stomped Andre Girard's head. I mean, and again, and I don't even know. I don't remember how many stitches that took. I think it was like 30 or 40 stitches.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's still the all-time king to me. But even then, I mean, like,
I think this is worse.
It might. I mean, the damage was less, but the actual act may be worse.
He kicked him in the head. Yeah, he had his helmet on. Genius. If he didn't have a helmet on and he kicked him in the head, still
that's
not,
a different. It's a different.
It's a different thing.
It becomes what Haynesworth did.
Yeah, pretty much.
But hitting a guy in an unprotected area with a piece of equipment, that's just crazy. Yeah, I don't see how anyone's defending that.
And
someone talked about Andre and Finnegan pulling each other's helmets off and swinging. Okay.
They didn't hit each other with the helmets?
They dropped the helmets, which if that happens, okay, now it's just a fight. I mean, once you're
fine with that.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't have a problem with guys. If they yank off helmets and they start swinging hands, okay. You start swinging your equipment, dude, that's crazy. That's like you could kill somebody. And I don't know, man. I don't feel bad for Myles Garrett. And it sucks because I actually like the guy as a player.
Yeah, I do too.
It's
fun to watch when he's not doing that.
I think it's unfortunate. And I mean, Baker Mayfield said as much after the game. Baker Mayfield, who's about he's the epitome of a rockhead, was out there like, you can't do that. That's not football. You know, you can't, and not only that, you're hurting our team. And that's what he did. He hurt their team because now if they had an outside shot at the playoffs,
they don't now.
They don't now that their best player is out for the season.
Yeah, I just but I think there's a lot of people who did stuff wrong and deserve to be suspended. But no matter what you try to say, you can't defend that.
No.
And if you're trying, then I don't know what to tell you.
I don't get that.
There was a hockey player, I can't remember who it was, who actually got charged by the police for assault for doing something with a stick, which I think is, okay, that's a little too far. I don't think you should be charged with assault. But
yeah. Well, what if he busts his head open with that? Then is it assault?
I don't know.
I think it has to be at that point.
If he dies, it's a different animal.
Yeah.
But, as it played out, I think a suspension's warranted. I think the rest of the year's warranted and maybe a few games next year. And just like I also believe the other guy's suspensions are warranted. I think I would like to see Mason Rudolph get a game or two also.
Bernardo said, should the Steelers be running a pass play if the game is already in hand? No. That's stupid, too. And you're putting your guy into unnecessary danger. That's on Tomlin. I'm not defending that either.
But that isn't an excuse for what happened.
Yeah, that doesn't mean okay, you're trying to score late in the game, huh? I'm going to smash you with my helmet. Okay.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers, and all month long is Black Friday. How about that? And they've got a new Woodlands location off North I-45 at the exit of Robinson Road. It's in front of the iFly. And how about this? For Black Friday, all month long, Texas Mattress Makers is blowing 30% off select mattresses from factory direct prices. You're already saving 50% off of what you would spend if you went to a retail store. Now you got 30% on top of that. And you don't have to wait until Black Friday. You can go this weekend. You can go right now. You can beat the rush and enjoy the holidays. And you're going to get custom fitted, handcrafted comfort and support with Black Friday savings all month long, guaranteed. And that new Woodland store is fantastic. It's a perfect location for everybody living in Spring, Conroe, and the Woodlands. It's right across the highway from the Woodlands Mall. And take advantage of their savings at the showrooms. Or just go online to TexasMattressMakers.com and find out what they're all about. And I promise you, these guys are going to put you on a great mattress. You're going to save a bunch of money. And they're huge in the community. They're great people to do business with. Visit the original Navigation in Lockwood or the Arcady on 3rd Street in the Woodlands or the new one in the Woodlands at Exit Robinson Road. Tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
Listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guess what they've got out here at Red's Ice House? Carbach. That's right. That's what I'm about to be drinking on, some Carbach. Guys, if you have not been out to their restaurant, not been out to the brewery, what are you waiting for? They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. We went out there the other day for a lunch meeting. And the food is just so good. I had Korean fried chicken, which I pretty much always have because it's my favorite thing on their menu. But they've got a ton of great stuff, and all of it pairs perfectly with one of the beers they've got on the wall. I had the Mole BBH the other day. They've got a ton of barrel-aged beers, a ton of beers that you'll only be able to drink at the restaurant itself. So if you're into trying some new beers, you want to taste some unique things, it's a great place to do it. And if you want to have a great meal, it's a great place to go. They're doing some construction out there so they can keep making even more Carbach. And guys, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Keep up with everything going on at the brewery, the restaurant, and the concert series. And when you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's a minimum of this season, and Roger Goodell will have to reinstate him for next season, right? Like, he could miss time. I think that they're going to want to hear that he's taking the right steps. Maybe they have him meet with counselors. Maybe they have him do that sort of thing. But before the NFL reinstates him, he's going to miss this season. The league made the determination that in this particular case, Mason Rudolph was not at fault. We see three different players disciplined here. Fines, suspensions. We don't see Mason Rudolph on notice. The NFL made the determination that in its judgment, it did not believe that Mason Rudolph instigated the fight or deserved discipline in the fight.
And we're back on the Blitz. Not sure I agree with him on the last point, but okay. So, a couple things. J-Rab says McSorley hit Brashear with a stick during the course of a game. He was charged and convicted of assault. And then Steven says Foster needs to go read about Todd Bertuzzi before making asinine comments about hockey incidents. That was a really bad one where the guy didn't want to fight him. He chased him around and threw him to the ice and broke his neck and kept hitting him even when he was out. And I can't remember who it was who tried to slash somebody with their skate. But that kind of stuff.
Tonya Harding.
No, that would have been.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore. Okay.
That was Happy Gilmore, I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, those kind of things. I mean, whenever you're using. Thank you. By the way, shout out to Chip, who. And Coors Light and Miller Light for having us
out here. Yeah, let's hear it for Chip.
And Chip always takes care of us when we come here. So thank you, Chip. Honestly, man, this place is great. It's Red's Ice House. Come on out if you're just getting off work. Hang out with us. A lot of room inside, a lot of room out back.
You ever been here?
No, I haven't.
Me neither.
I'm glad that I came. Got to meet one of the owners.
I'm a newbie. Cool. I'm a noob.
Me too. But it won't be my last trip here. I can assure you of that since I'm going to be not that far away.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. So, you're going to be a local soon.
Yeah, at some point. But, I get – well, I don't know. I just don't get why people are defending the guy. I mean, it's just, okay, you're never going to convince me that –
I mean, I don't know that they're defending him. I think that they're saying, well, they're saying that other people should be getting punished just as much as he does or something like that.
Well, it shouldn't be just as much, no.
Because I honestly don't know that there is a defense for it. I don't know that you can say, well, this is, this shouldn't be allowed or this should be allowed. I don't think anybody's saying that.
No. I don't think somebody said, didn't Antonio Smith get anything for doing that to Incognito, or did nobody care because it was Incognito? He didn't hit him.
Yeah.
He tried, but, yeah. So we mentioned the hockey guy ended the other guy's career.
Yep.
I don't know if this is true, but A32 says Raheel and Dell said it was no big deal, just a two-game suspension.
No.
With all due respect, I love those guys, but that's a dumb take if they said that. I'm not going to buy it necessarily. So what's worse, hitting someone with a helmet on the head or throwing a pitch at the head of a batter? Hitting someone with a helmet on the head.
Yeah.
Because the batter has a helmet on still. And not that that's any better. Not that you should do that.
Yeah.
But again, you're trying to equate things that aren't equatable. And that's the thing. I know everybody's trying to find some reason where it's not that bad. And it's just, I'm sorry. Somebody said, there's all kinds of Saints Patrick brought up. Cicerelli got a day in jail on assault charges for stuff like that. So, I don't know. I think I like the guy. He crossed the line big time. And somebody says Miles Garrett was worse than last night, but Rudolph not being punished is BS. I agree with that.
Yeah, I thought he'd at least get a fine.
Yeah, he should have got something. I mean, unless you're just saying, well, he got bashed on the head with a helmet, so that's enough punishment. I don't think it is. But, is it because he's a quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Otherwise, pretty crappy game, though. and it was chippy, but it was also physical the whole way, and it looked like, two teams that didn't want to be playing on a Thursday night. And I think that's where you got a lot of tempers going and everything else. So... 713-780-ESPN. And same text says no one's defending him. But no, that's not true. You're not reading all the texts. So, there are people trying to defend him. Oh, it's not that bad. Okay. I'm not even going to respectfully disagree. I just disagree with you. I think you're being silly.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You're entitled to defend people who do really bad things. OJ wasn't that bad.
OJ had a lot to say.
Of course OJ had a lot to say about this. But if we're going to talk about scale, hitting a guy with the helmet, not in the same neighborhood as lopping off two people's heads.
Yeah.
So, of course OJ is going to say there's nothing wrong with it. Albert says, from a true Steeler fan, I would say most of us want Mason to get suspended a few games after that crappy performance. But I feel a suspension of Garrett is fair and also fair for Pouncey. And, yeah, and you can say, well, he's defending his quarterback and all that. I get that. There's still things you can't do. And there's things that you deserve to be suspended for.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. I didn't expect to be talking about this today.
Well, yeah, you did.
Well, I mean, I did after it happened.
But yeah.
It's not like I came in and said, oh, well, we're going to talk about a guy bashing a guy in the head with a helmet. Somebody says, first Browns game, no one is talking about Baker. That's true. 713 is a Ravens fan. It was a win across the board. Now, see, that's the mindset I like to see. You know, if you're going to be biased about something, then, you know, do it that way. I like that. All right, tell you what else I like, having hair again. And, guys, I talked to a guy the other day saying, hey, man, I'm thinking about this. Should I do it? And I told him, listen, go see Dr. Linville. Get your free consultation. Just go to 975hair.com. You can book it right now and find out what it's about. And that's what I did because I went in, and like a lot of things, I was skeptical because I'd been looking at options. I was either going to just shave it all off or maybe do something else. And everything else just kind of felt cheesy. And then I met with Dr. Linville, who had this done himself. He extracts, it's your hair. He extracts individual follicles. He does the neograft procedure. And he puts them from the back of your head to wherever you're thinning. And in my case, it was in the front. Could even redraw your hairline. He did that. And I'm telling you, he wants to help people feel better about themselves, get their hair back. And it's amazing the difference that it is right now. And it's not even close to where it's going to be in a couple of months. And again, it doesn't cost you anything to find out. Just go to 975hair.com. Book your free consultation. Hear what he has to say. I promise you, you will want to get it done. Go to 975hair.com. Get your hair back.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Look, all I know is this. The minute Mason went after the man's helmet with his foot in his groin, it's on. I'm hearing all these announcers saying that Garrett should be suspended. Maybe he should. But when a guy's trying to get your helmet off your head, and that's where it started, why, with his foot in your groin, it's on. I'm just saying. Take care.
And there's O.J. Simpson. It's on. So, like, if your ex-wife is sleeping with another guy,
OJ knows
it's on, right? You get to cut their heads off.
OJ knows the way to defuse a situation. I mean, Listen, OJ, back in OJ's day, nothing ever got out of hand. You know, there'd be maybe some shoving, maybe some pushing,
maybe a little knifing.
Yeah, maybe he'd cut one or two people's heads off.
Yeah,
but there was never helmets being swung around
if he did it. So, Lamont says, Mason Rudolph and the Astros won. No one's talking about his crappy performance, and this story bumped the Astros. Oh, yeah, you know, Luno and company are celebrating today. And Albert said, I believe some of the other hits from last night from the Browns DBs are getting overlooked because of this Garrett suspension. Both of those helmet-to-helmet hits should at least require fines, maybe even suspensions, yes or no. Fines, yes.
Yeah.
And that's fairly common. That'll probably come out later.
It's not in the news right now for sure.
You know who I've been thinking about is the happiest guy in America over that Astros thing? Daryl Morey.
Yeah, because they bailed him out too.
Yeah, nobody's said a word about Daryl Morey since all this happened. So he's probably just wandering around going, eh.
You think China forgot?
China remembers, AJ.
They always remember?
Yeah. Yeah, they remember. So, Scott says, keep hearing you say you're going to move to the Beaumont area, but never heard the story why. I'm not moving here. We bought a place here. Well, we bought some land that we're going to build a place on that's going to be our weekend place. So we're going to spend a lot of time up here and get away from the city on the weekends, which is something that I'm excited about. But, yeah, it's about a year away from getting everything done on it. But, yeah, it's in the area, and it's going to be cool. Then it's just, I said, weekend place, and eventually long-term goal, you know, assuming she doesn't divorce me between now and then, which is always, you know, about 80%, is when we retire, have a place in Canada, and then have this as our place to come down for the winter. So I don't have to spend winters in Canada.
That's a good move.
And it's sad when you get to a certain age, you have to start thinking about retirement plans. And, you know, it's not something I've ever thought about my entire life until the last couple of years. And then you start realizing, well, I've only got, you know, I'm about to be 55 years old here in a month. I've only got 10 years left of actual work if I do that. And in this business, I think, boy, 65, you're really pushing it anyway. So you have to start planning.
Well, and you always talk, I mean, how many times have you been like, oh, I'm going to finish out this year on my contract and I'm going to retire? You're always trying to bail out early.
I'm not. I had thought about before this contract just writing novels and playing poker. But I'm still having too much fun, and there's still a lot for us to do with this company to help build Gal Media up even bigger than it is that I want to be a part of. And, you know, the fact that, you know, you're running programming now, and we've got such a cool organization, I think the sky's the limit for what we can do. So I want to be a part of this for a few more years, and I will be through 2022 at least, and I think beyond that for at least a few more years. I'm thinking realistically 5 more years.
Okay.
Which, yeah, then I'll be 60, and then it's going to be like, okay, are you really still relevant at that age? And if I feel like what we do and what I do is, yeah, I'll probably hang around after that. But if not, feel like it's time for a younger person to take over, I will. Whoever says it wasn't that bad needs to get hit in the head with a helmet. I think most of them already have been. I think that's the problem. So, okay, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 936 says Rudolph should at least pay Pouncey's fine.
that's what I mean, I think that's, well, Pouncey makes a lot more money than Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, that's the other true.
So, oh well. But he should get him a nice Christmas present.
Yeah, he should. Go buy him a watch or something, yeah. Whatever you buy for your offensive lineman. So, somebody said Mason did get fined.
Okay.
I haven't seen that. So, yeah. Joy One says, situations like this and the following comments remind you how numb the general public has become towards violence. You know, at the end of the day, a pro athlete had his helmet ripped off and used against him as a weapon, and most people look at it as a street fight.
Right.
That's
I don't know if it's, I mean, it may be a societal thing, but it does feel like there's people who are just like, oh, what's the big deal?
Yeah, and I also feel like in anything that happens in this society now, people are looking for reasons to defend somebody.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Well, you know, why don't we just be logical about it? And it's like we said in the first segment. If he pulls a guy's helmet off and punches him with his fist, okay. Not ideal.
Right.
But swinging the helmet takes it to a different level, and I don't understand why people can't see that, but that's okay. 512 says, good to be here at Red's Ice House. First time to a live show.
Hey.
Welcome. Welcome, ATF. Yeah, welcome, everybody. There's a lot of familiar faces here, a lot of new faces here. So happy to man, I'm really happy we're back over here. It's been a fun week, and always fun to finish it off in Beaumont. And we got one more show next month, right? Is that correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. So we'll be doing one more. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And this is another thing I love about our listeners. They're already putting this into gambling terms. How many points is Garrett worth?
No.
So that's a question for
Fezzik.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's funny because, I'll save this for later because it requires more than 3 minutes, and we have 3 minutes left in the segment. But a lot of people asking for hockey picks. I don't have any tonight. If I have one tomorrow, I'll tweet it out. The reality is, and not ducking it, but I do more of them early in the week. Later in the week, I'm so focused on football, and as college football winds down, I'll have more weekend plays. But I usually have two or three a week, but they're almost always early in the week. So when I'm trying to catch teams on back-to-back and things like that, I mean, because there's certain things I look for. And yeah, the weekends are for football. So back in OJ's day, you settle things with a little light murder.
That's right. Alleged murder.
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody asked if they play again this year. Yeah, like in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So
some of them play in 2 weeks.
Yeah, not everybody. Not everybody. 8-3-2. What are the
odds? I'll be honest. The best thing that could have happened to the Steelers would have been Mason Rudolph getting suspended. Because lost in all, like Lamont said, people forgot about how trash he played. I mean, that was bad.
It was awful. 4 interceptions. He got sacked 4 times. And, yeah. What are the odds this is a highlight of Rudolph's career?
Well, I don't know how much career he's got left at this rate. That was a pretty bad showing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go on record as saying I don't think the Steelers have their future quarterback.
No. I'm
in
almost
Mason
certain.
Rudolph. And, you know, I think when they – obviously, if – I assume Roethlisberger's back next year. At some point, they're going to have to address the long-term quarterback issue.
And I don't think it was a dumb move. Hindsight's 50-50, as they say. But in hindsight, getting Minka Fitzpatrick for a first-round pick wasn't a bad move. But you are going to have to do something to address that quarterback situation.
But I think they're going to finish high enough up this year that they weren't going to be able to get one anyway.
They might.
So,
although if they didn't have Minka Fitzpatrick, my guess is they'd be finishing a lot lower.
Yeah.
I still think having Minka Fitzpatrick is well worth it. I mean, that dude's completely changed their defense.
And if you get Roethlisberger back and healthy next year and you've got Minka Fitzpatrick on your defense, then you're right back in it next year, I think. It's not like, you know, I mean, other than you look at the AFC, other than the Ravens, who are pretty young and have a huge up arrow as long as Lamar Jackson stays healthy, everybody else is getting old. The Patriots, we say it every year, I think the Chiefs, who knows what they are. I mean, offensively, they're going to be great. But, you know, you could get right back in the mix in the AFC without much effort. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Whitmire's Distilling. And guess what? We were out there yesterday, and we bottled up a rye, we bottled up a bourbon, and those are available for sale and until they run out, which will be fast. So if you want to get in on the Blitz Bourbon and the Blitz Rye, it's out at Whitmire's right now, 16711 Hollister. They've got a great bar set up. They're open right now. They'll be open tomorrow. Go out there, get your bottle, check out all the great products. You can also buy that new rye bourbon blend, and it's in liquor stores all over the city. It's in Specs. It's in the Fiesta liquor stores. It's everywhere. So go pick that up and check it out. And you can take a tour of the facility and buy a bottle while you're there. And if you want to do a really cool thing for your company holiday party, go to Whitmire's, take your company, and do the barrel select like we did yesterday for the listeners. And you can all try everything and then pick one. They'll bottle it for you. You can buy the bottles right there. Whitmire's is Houston's first distillery. They're Houston's best distillery. Proud to call those guys friends. Check them out at Whitmire's.com. Whitmire's Distilling.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, live at Red's Ice House, which I'm going to call Fred's for the rest of the show. In Beaumont, come on out if you're just getting off work. Really cool place. Lots of room out back, lots of room inside. And a really good crowd. Got a chance to meet a couple of Blitzers for the first time. ATF, who is here. Shannon, the Saints guy, who calls in all the time. Just got a chance to meet him as well. So a lot of really cool folks who listen to the show. And happy to have all you guys out here, and I'm happy to be back in Beaumont. someone wants to know, how long is the Blitz Rye going to be around? Won't be able to get out there for a couple of days. I don't know how long it's going to last.
I don't know how many bottles they made.
Yeah.
It's one barrel worth. So
it's a barrel, and I know that there's a lot of people going to get them today and tomorrow. So I would say if you go out today or tomorrow, you'll probably be okay. Other than that, you might be pushing it a little. So 713-780-3776. So college football, I want to get into a little bit because, you know, we're going to have RJ later, so it'll be NFL heavy once we get to the 5 o'clock hour. How big is this Georgia-Auburn game in terms of, I mean, because I think Georgia's eliminated with a loss, right?
Yes.
And, I mean, I think that's probably the most important game this week. Maybe Oklahoma-Baylor.
They're both elimination games.
Yeah.
If the Oklahoma-Baylor game is a legit elimination game. The loser's done. I don't think Auburn has any chance to make a playoff, although you beat Georgia. You beat
Alabama
down the stretch. I mean, you beat Oregon. For a two-loss resume.
They would have the best two-loss resume, but they also probably, they're not playing in a championship game.
No.
So they would
unless LSU somehow loses multiple games.
LSU would have to lose to Ole Miss and Aggie, and I just don't see that. I could see them losing one of those games. I can't see them losing both.
Yeah, so I would say, I mean, obviously the game's more important for Georgia than it is for Auburn, but Georgia can't fade a loss here, so those are the two games. And I think the Minnesota-Iowa game maybe a little further down because the reality of Minnesota making it to the playoff is so much less than
it is unless they can beat Ohio State. I just think neither.
That's
one
why,
of us,
but
neither
I, yeah.
one of us believe that they can beat Ohio State, right? And yeah, I do think they can beat Iowa.
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not sure. I think they're coming off a massive win. Their chests are probably puffed out really big, and they're probably feeling really good about themselves. And sometimes you forget that you've got a game the next week too, and
against a team that can ugly things up fast.
Yeah,
Iowa does really well
in a really tough place to play. On top of that, so and then when you think about. You know, they've still got a matchup with Wisconsin down the road.
And a championship game.
Yeah, if you start thinking about Ohio State right now, you can easily lose. This Minnesota team, there's been a couple games this year they could have easily lost. This is not like
they're
not running around blowing people's heads off.
They're the Big Ten Baylor.
Yeah.
I mean, they're almost the exact same team.
They beat Georgia Southern by 3. They beat Purdue by a touchdown. They beat Fresno by 3. They beat South Dakota State by 7. They're not a juggernaut. They're not going out and beheading teams like Ohio State. And it's just they're very vulnerable, certainly.
But, I mean, I don't want to dismiss the fact they've had a really good season.
Yep, they're unbeaten.
And the other game that I still think has a little value is Penn State playing Indiana. Penn State can bounce back. I still think Penn State, with a win over Ohio State, is back in the conversation. I don't think they're going – again, don't think they can beat Ohio State, but when you look at the rest of their schedule, that may be their only loss if they beat Ohio State. And again, and we talked about this a lot on Monday, I think Ohio State is going to win out, and I think they're in, and that basically takes away any discussion of Minnesota and Penn State because they'll go through both of them. But if they slip up with one of those, then I think it's a different animal. But I think I'm kind of with you, man. I think Ohio State's the best team in college football right now.
Yeah.
So one says Baylor fans are getting their hopes up. There's a good chance Oklahoma comes into Waco and thrashes them. I think there's a good chance of that, but not if it's the Oklahoma we've seen the last 2 weeks. In that scenario, I think Baylor would have a shot at them.
Yeah.
But realistically, I think Oklahoma's getting some injured guys back on defense. I think they will put up a lot of points. I don't think Baylor can score with them. And, you know, although if you go in and lose to Kansas State, you can damn sure go in and lose to Baylor.
Yeah.
And I before that Kansas State game, I almost had Oklahoma the same way I thought of Ohio State. They were just crushing everybody.
But they play in an even weaker conference, you would think.
Right. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. Any college football for the people that you you want to share?
Not really, man. I told you.
Yeah, you're really light this week.
I'm really light. I am. I got on this Marshall thing yesterday. I got a tip from a buddy who was like, there's going to be suspensions coming down on Marshall.
Yeah, that's been on Louisiana Tech, including their
Tech. Yeah. And I got down on them. It's at 7 now. I got it at 5. Even I didn't get the best of it. So I'm fading Louisiana Tech tonight.
It was 3 all week until the rumors started.
2.5.
Yeah. Well, it opened 3, and I never saw it under 3.
Okay.
But yeah, and to me, even 4 points isn't enough for the players that they're talking about.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, Louisiana Tech, they're the most – you look at their record, that's a phony record. They are not good.
Well, I think them and Marshall are pretty close.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a reason Marshall was a 3-point.
Well, a fully healthy Louisiana, like a fully staffed Louisiana Tech is close.
And they're not this week. So at least that's the rumor. What do you think of UH basketball minus 12 against BYU tonight? It feels like too many points.
Yeah, it's a pass for me.
I mean, I'll be watching just because I'm you know, curious about UH, but BYU, I think Houston wins, but I feel like 12 might be too much to actually put money down. You're a genius when it comes to college basketball, but there's so many times when you have a spread like that and the team's up 14, 15 most of the game and a couple of late threes and you're right about the game and you get screwed.
Yeah.
So I feel like if that number were inside of 10, I'd be all over it, but that's just too much. All right. There's a couple of under-the-radar games that I like this weekend. One of them, and well, this isn't under the radar, but we were talking about Ohio State being a 52.5-point favorite against Rutgers.
Yeah, that one of my few plays is the first half in that game.
Yeah, I also like the over 62. I think Ohio State does that on their own, which you know how I love those really big spreads where the total is not correlated right? Because if you think Ohio State's going to win by 52.5, don't you think they can score 62 points on this team?
They could. Basically, to me, when you look at the total and you look at the number on Ohio State, it's basically a yes-no bet on will Rutgers score.
And Rutgers, even if they don't, I think Ohio State could put up 63.
Rutgers has been blanked by worse teams in Ohio State this year.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And if they get one fluke score, well, great, because that can happen. But that's one that I'm looking at. And I'm back on Temple this week at home against Tulane.
I think that's one of the ones that I looked at really hard. Temple's really kind of a covering machine, especially at home.
Yeah, I mean, basically they cover at home, they don't cover on the road. And they failed to cover one time at home this year, and they've covered once on the road this year, which was last week. But they're just a different team at home. And Tulane is not – the thing about Tulane is to beat Temple, you got to be able to throw the football. And I like their quarterback, but he's not a great passer. He's not the most accurate guy. He can run, but they can stop the run. So I like Temple in that one a lot too, so – there's a couple of my plays for the weekend, so enjoy. I'd ask, would I be wrong to say the BCS was more favorable to the Big 12 than the college playoffs? I think I just think the Big 12 had better teams in. I mean, those Bob Stoops Oklahoma teams were really, really good. And, you know, I just think they were better than what they have now. And it is interesting because – it does feel like when they went to 4 that – not that it feels more wide open than it used to be, because I still think we almost always wind up with the two best teams, right?
Yeah.
But it does feel like at least you're getting an opportunity for like when there were two SEC teams and things like that that you wouldn't have had before. So I don't know. I don't know that it's more favorable now. I just think that the Big 12 was better back then.
Yep.
All right, well, if you want to get in on any of the action that we talked about, or we're going to go over the NFL when we come back, mybookie.ag. And, guys, nobody pays out faster. When you win, they pay you. And that's a big deal because a lot of sites, it's a real issue. It's not with mybookie. You can play in-game, which is always great if I get home too late and I still want to get in on the action. I can play in-game on whatever I want. And it's always good if a team I like gets off to a slow start. I'll get better numbers. And my man Jerry Bowe does in-game stuff all the time. So if you're following him on Twitter, you can jump in and do that. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And all you have to do is use promo code RADIO, and you'll get that exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. And make sure when you sign up, you pick the bonus that's best for you. And once you are, if you're already signed up, keep an eye on your email or your text. They're going to send you offers all the time for reload bonuses, for bonuses on specific events. It's all at MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid, MyBookie.
Oh, no. Everybody doubted me, but girl, you stuck around. And you told me if I hold you, you gon' hold me down.
ESPN 97.5.